But welcome back to Mansplaining, episode 14. I said 15. Excuse me. 15. We got Tim in the building, a.k.a. Barbecue Poppy in the building.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó, man? And Jeremiah here.
And Jeremiah?
And just Jeremiah right now.
That's all we're going to give you?
We got to give me.
We never give you one.
Never. But it's okay, though. I don't have to feel special, okay? I don't have to. It's okay. Man, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, man. Make sure you share the content. What's going on, Tim? You doing all right?
What's up, man? I'm good.
Good.
I'm good in the hood. We're here.
We are here.
Back on Melrose.
We back on Melrose. And we didn't have to fight. We didn't have to fight with parking today.
We didn't have to fight with parking.
I feel blessed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to David. Shout out to Mo as well. Yeah. Mo helped us out too.
Yeah.
Mo was ready to scrap with us today. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this month has been just like an, I don't know if it's like an attack women's month. I don't know what type of month this is.
I feel like every month is an attack.
I feel like even in international, wasn't like this month or last month was like International Women's Month. Yeah, man. So shout out to the women as well. I don't know if I got a chance to.
I think it's just really the day.
This
is the day. International Women's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's all they got.
That's all they got was a day? Oh, man. Gotta do better. Gotta do better about winning. All right. So the question came up, and this is from Highly Initiated or whatever the name of that podcast was, man. One of the guys got into trouble on social media. And they asked the question, are high-wage women unattractive? Are high-wage women unattractive? So,
that
Tim,
sounds like
I
just
gotta ask you. Are high-wage women unattractive?
No, that just sounds like an ego question.
That sounds like an ego question?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, elaborate for me.
I feel like they're only unattractive if you feel like you're competing against your woman in wages. If, like, you feel like it's a competition and she's beating you, that's the ego. Like, most guys should just be fine with it.
Yeah, yeah.
If anything, it should motivate you to do more if you feel some type of way.
Yeah, yeah. Or just, you know, I think a lot of times, man, especially, like, those little alpha male red pill spaces, you know, they use money as kind of like this, a little bit more than just about creating a family and things like that. It's power. They love talking about power and control. And I feel like just because you have money, I've seen so many different families where the man has had money and the woman still controls him. Yeah. Or still controls the day-to-day of what's going on and things like that. So I can't really equate to, like, the one thing he used, the word that I always stick to is, like, disqualify you. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how someone, you can look at somebody and you can go, like, you go to a girl, she's a beautiful girl, she has a great personality. You have children or she has children and she's nurturing. And then, but your kicker is, oh, she makes too much money than me.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You can give up all that because she makes more money?
Yeah.
That sounds like a dumbass.
That sounds like a lot of insecurity,
insecure
as well. I just think that that's crazy that we now, you know, we live in a society where, you know, even as like black men, we sit here and we talk about generational wealth. We talk about, you know, competing in like certain spaces and things like that. And like we willing to tell women that, no, you still can't make more money than us. Like that's still weird to me.
Yeah.
That's such a weird conversation. But hey, man, if a buddy still wants to be, you know, insecure in that space or whatever the case may be. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. I just think that stuff is funny.
No.
But I like what you said earlier where, you know, we was on the phone and we were just talking about, you just thought that alpha male shit was just insane, bro. Just like.
No, bro. Yeah. It's like, what are we learning here?
Yeah.
It's the same. Like I told you, it's like the same.
Yeah. It's the same
copy,
package.
Copy paste.
Yeah. We even wondered, like, you brought up an interesting question. Like, who created that?
Yeah. Who's the first person
who said
to sit here and be like, man, women ain't shit. I'm about to just talk about them for hours and days.
Hey, I'm about to devalue the. Hey, you guys stay in the house, have my kids, and that's all you're good for.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane to me.
It sounds like someone who was hurt.
Very hurt. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I just figured. So I think it was about a couple months ago. I didn't know incel was an insult, first of all. And two, I didn't know what it meant.
Incel.
Yeah. So apparently, incel is like a guy that just doesn't get women.
Just an incel.
And I guess that's like an introverted means? Dude that's stuck in the house that does not get women. I never knew that word until probably about like 5 months ago.
I didn't know that.
So everybody was using it, and I was like, is that like a new word for like incest? What is that?
Yeah, that's what it sounded
that's
like.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I thought it was too. Now I actually looked it up, and it's like, oh, it's just a lame that can't get any women. And
just in the house, they're an incel.
Yeah. They're incels, man. Incels. What? So I guess these incels, yeah, that's what they call them, man. So I just thought that was a funny question, man. Look, listen, fellas, if you're so worried about a woman making more money, first of all, I don't even know why you're, you know, even going on a date with a woman that simply makes more money than you if you're going to use it against her.
If you're already insecure.
Yeah, if you're already just there.
About it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't get
and
it.
And, like, we know ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would make us...
I don't even understand why we're using wage. It's like, because, like, the dude in the interview, he was like, well, you're combative. You already think of yourself as a boss or anything like that. And even, like, you know, they talk about, like, the boss mentality or something like that should be stuck on the men. And I just think that men have a lot of pressure on their plate, you know what I mean? Yeah. So if you're gonna get with a woman, you need someone like you even said that earlier, like compliment you.
Yeah.
Type of things.
I think it's like based on like also how the woman treats you. If she's making more money.
Yeah.
If she's making more money, is she treating you like you're less than or like a piece of shit or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how she treats you. So like but if she's not and you still feel equal to her,
yeah.
You should be fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it shouldn't make a difference. Like, you should be happy that someone's making money.
Hey, man, you know? Everybody's making, and that's the thing, though. Everybody's making money, so.
Women just don't want bums. Like, no job at all, forever.
No just job, nothing. No ambition, no type of, you ain't got to be no realtor. You don't have to be a lawyer,
you gotta
anything
be working.
Like that, but you do have to have something to sustain a family. I mean, you know, you can look at the statistics. Most black family households have house under like 50,000 in the house. That's per household.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me that like, all right, right now we're averaging under $50,000 per household. If you're telling me that, then what's wrong with you? You should want a woman that makes more money than you. You know what I mean? That's just how I see it.
Yeah.
Or you should go, hey, you know what, babe? You got a good job. Let me go out and bust my ass and give me a better job.
Yeah.
And things like that.
It's a struggle, though, bro.
It is.
Most guys don't never really experience that, too. Yeah. Most guys are usually mostly the breadwinner in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of like that's new for a lot of guys, too.
That is.
So it's like, they don't even know how to handle it. So it's really you just have to go through it.
But I also think it's like when you're making money, I also think that you need to take the time out to like learn more about yourself as a person. So like this past year, I've made more money than I've ever made, you know what I mean, back at home.
For sure.
So even then I had to learn more about myself, like outside of just like the money aspect. So what else do I bring to like a relationship that can be complimentary to the woman that I love? You get what I'm saying? So not just in my ambitions, but, you know, discipline, kindness, empathy, things like that, that can really, you know, set apart our relationships versus like just the money. Because a lot of dudes, and that's what I hate about like the alpha male space in the manosphere on YouTube is that they're so focused on like business, crypto, all that stuff. And it's like, but then in the same breath, you're talking about hypergamy, gold digging, women only want you for your status, women only want this and stuff. And it's like, brother, all you bringing is money. You have not talked about, you know, I mean, romance etiquette. You have not talked about emotional, you know, empathy. You have not talked about things that women could possibly want in a situation. To me personally, anybody can make money. Anybody can roll out of bed, do what they need to do to get into a field that makes a lot of money. You get what I'm saying? So what else can you bring to that relationship? You know, I mean, how's your mental health? How are you going to help her mentally? You get what I'm saying? If she does make all that money, you know, 9 times out of 10, she's doing a very hard job.
Right, yeah, it's tough.
And here you come in with your, you know, insecurities and stuff, and you're not mentally prepared for a woman.
Yeah,
that,
you got to be ready for
her. Yeah, there's so many conversations about, like, handling women and stuff like that. And I don't think anybody should be handled, but a lot of times, like, yeah, like you said, like, you can't handle it. Like,
yeah.
you're not equipped to really handle that situation.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Hey, that's just how I feel.
Most guys don't know till they go.
Yeah, yeah, man, yeah, man.
You don't know till you're in a situation how you're really gonna handle it. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think definitely find someone to compliment you.
Yeah,
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't really matter about the wages.
It shouldn't.
It should, as long as everybody's making money.
That makes your life better outside of the money. Yeah. The money will come if you guys are really that serious about the money. A lot of people dead ass just like, all right, I just want to pay my bills, be happy at home. Like, it's no further than that. It's not. And then there's some people that are like, yo, I want to be happy. I want to do trips. I want to do all these other things. And you know what I mean? So it's just what compliments you. That's what you go for. What compliments you. Not no wage or anything like that. Right. So that's just how I see it.
Like, are men going to start becoming gold diggers now?
I hope not. Well, that's the thing, too. I'm from, like, the real world. So I've worked a 9-to-5, all that stuff. You get what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, like, in the real world, there are men that go for women that have money. Like, that are on the couch bums.
Yeah.
And things like that. So even when you're talking about, like, when they're talking about, like, hypergamy and all these other, like, verbiages and stuff, like, I've seen men do it. It's not like saying, oh, well, men don't do that. And I'm like, yeah, the fuck they do. You know what I mean? It's situation to situation. You know, a lot of men do see themselves as a provider, but a lot of dudes are just like, I don't want that pressure to always have to be the dude to come home with the money. I don't.
Right.
And, you know, it's just per situation, like you said. Like, it's just depending on what type of guy that you get and the conversation that you have. I think we talked about it, too. Like, a lot of people just don't communicate what they want, what they actually want. It's like, yo, let me fake it until I see this person's true color versus, like, all right, let me tell this person, like, this is what I want. So when I don't see it, I got to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, it's, you know, whatever the case may be.
Communication.
Yeah, yeah. So
for sure.
effective effective communication where you can sit down and actually have the conversation. And it's gonna be hard, bro. That's gonna be a hard thing to have, to sit there and actually talk about what you want. Like, there were times where Chrissy used to ask me, like, yo, five-year plan. And, like, sometimes I was like, I don't know what my 5-year plan was until I knew. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But that also keeps you on, like, your toes, like, all right, like, this is what she wants. She wants me to have a plan,
some goals.
Some goals and stuff like that.
And that's what I think it comes down to, like, that's just what it comes down to, bro. Like, what are your future goals and plans, and do you have any? You know, like, women, like we said, just women, I just feel like they just don't want you to be a bum.
Yeah, they just don't want you
to not want to do anything or have any sort of job or any sort of direction or anything.
Direction. And a lot of these guys, how do y'all expect to have a family? How do you expect to have children and then try to lead them?
Right.
Like, how do you expect that? Like, you can't sit here and say that I'm the leader, I'm the alpha male, I'm the big dog, and then you don't even have a plan together.
Right.
You don't have anything together.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Or you can't even, like, communicate with your girl, like, all right, this is what we plan on doing. Like, this is what this family is about and family values is about. But hey, man, y'all keep missing out on women because you care about their wages. Like, what the fuck? There's so much more.
It's just coming out with it.
Y'all just
not want women anymore?
that's what I'm starting to see.
Hey man,
they don't want women with wages. They don't want they talking about hypergamy. They don't want them gold digging.
Damn.
Hey man, look.
Hey, y'all can. We saw the Olympics. Y'all can have. Y'all can have what was in the Olympics.
Hey, you can have diving
in your pool, man.
Dive in the pool, man. That's what you're gonna get. That's what you're gonna get.
That's next.
That's next. Hey man, listen. That's next.
It's like,
man.
It's like, well, we don't want to. We want a woman. We don't really want a woman. You know,
that's basically,
like,
what they saying. Like,
there you go,
big dog.
Hey, just one.
That's just one right now. Because that's all I can think of. Like, for real. Like, you, bro. We joking, but, like, I'd sit there and I'm thinking to myself, like, what do y'all want? Like,
what,
like, you can't yell at women about what they want. you're having, like, 12 different conversations about 12 different types of women. And so, you know what I mean? That's just how I see it. I'm like, yo, this is bonkers, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I am going to go into, like, that Nicki and Joe Budden thing, too, that happened this month, too.
For sure.
But, you know, going into that, like, it's the same thing. Like, you can't have it both ways. I just don't like it, man. But
double standards.
Double
crazy.
Standards, like, just crazy. Then creating the double standards, which we're going to, like, oh, it's too much, man. It's too much. And my heart can't take it. My heart can't take it. I think a lot of these guys are a little homo-suggestive, in my opinion.
Oh, no, man.
They're a little homo-suggestive, bro. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Like, what do y'all want?
I don't know, man.
What do they want,
bro? I don't know. I think, bro, one day I do want to have, like, a I want to do like a YouTube thing where we go live and we ask some of those questions to men, like what, because like I said, bro, like listening to some of the spaces and stuff where the dudes get a chance to talk, and it's like, I don't get it. Like, yeah, I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it.
Yo, this is Tyrone from Iowa.
Bro, why is Tyrone in Iowa?
Exactly. You need help. You need all kinds of help.
Well, Tyrone, we're going to get you out of Iowa first before you...
ask a question.
Yeah, before you ask anything.
Before you even ask anything, yeah, we're going to get you up out of there.
We're going to book you a plane ticket on Delta, okay? But yeah... Hey, man, so let's go into that Joe Budden, Nicki Minaj thing. First of all, we'll talk about it first. And so Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj had a live session where they were talking about all types of different shit. They were talking about her album. They were talking about, what's that, the thing he had with Slaughterhouse and the little bullshit he had with Slaughterhouse. But the conversation came up about, like, the rating and, you know, what the Manosphere do, what Kevin Samuels does, his rating systems and Fresh and Fit's rating systems. And, you know, she was not having it. She does not like it. And it's crazy because Kevin Samuels gave her a 9 and she still said, fuck that.
Yeah. She
fuck all that. Fuck
he gave
all
her
that.
9?
He did. He gave her a 9. He said she was a 9.
Wow.
She also bullshit and said she wears like a 4 in pants. Like, that's what she said.
Really? Nicki?
Nicki said she wears a 4. I doubt that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, too. I got to. Somebody got to send that to me.
What year was this?
This was this year.
Okay.
This was, right. What year was this? What year?
2005?
Yeah, man. Maybe back then. No, 2000. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I was like, when did she come out? Yeah, 2005.
Young Money?
Yeah. But I just thought I just wanted to have that conversation because, like, I think the rating system's kind of stupid, too. Just because, like, we used to do that shit in high school. I don't know if you used to do that in high school with your boys. Like, great girls.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure.
I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it was more just like a hit, like a pat, like a thumbs up or thumbs down kind of thing. I don't know if there was really
a rate. I remember in high school, yeah, I'll say high school, like when Facebook first came out, you had, like, these groups, and then you... You know, the girls are sending the pictures, or the guys would send it.
Oh, y'all like, had girls, like, legit.
Yeah, like a
rating system.
Yeah, like, you know, like the popular girls or the popular dudes.
Yeah.
You know, the dudes that, you know, got to really do what they do. And then you just send in your picture, and they would rate you on the.
Bro,
if
I
anybody in the
never.
Comments would never do that, bro, I definitely did that in high school. And they would rate you on, like, Facebook or whatever. Like, you would see your picture, and then they rate you, like, a 5.5, 9.6, whatever the case may be back then. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, all Kevin Samuels and those boys did was kind of bring it to life.
Yeah,
like bring it outside of social media, which is the dangers of social media, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who... Kevin Samuels' opinion of you is subjective. I mean, it's opinionated. Like, it doesn't matter, really.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of... he had one girl on there, and she was like, all the men tell me I'm a 9, which could absolutely be true. Because I've met dudes that, like, women I wouldn't sleep with, but dudes say that, yeah,
for sure,
she's fine. Yeah. Fine as hell. I'm going to hit that.
Perspectives are everything.
Yeah, perspectives are everything. So, you know, I also want to say that to ladies, too, like... Don't take that man's comments as finite. He is an entertainer on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it's just funny that he said, you know, you hit the A gap like a motherfucker. That's it. It was just funny. It was funny that he said that.
It's comical.
It's comical. But do we take that seriously?
No.
No.
You shouldn't.
You should not.
But then again.
But then again.
The women keep calling in.
They do. I think they
keep his show running.
I think they're calling in from his Facebook group, but not from not like real life women are calling in. I do not think. No, I think though, because like
for this long.
Yes, he said he has a Facebook group. He said he has like a so he could have like if he has a million subscribers. Yeah, he could have a lot of those like groups out there.
So he's just like just tap in.
Tap in. Tap in with him. Tap in with him.
Yeah,
pretty much. You know what I mean?
Bullshit with him.
Bullshit with him. Hey, let me come up here. Hey, I've seen people do crazier things. The same thing with those Fresh and Fit boys. They've been confirmed, you know what I mean? Like, they actually, like, Myron's been in, like DMs and stuff where he's like, yo, you can, if I have sex with you, you can be on my platform.
Yeah.
Like, that's been confirmed, you know what I mean? So,
wow.
You know, these are not normal women. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, there's no way these are normal women coming up here and having these conversations. They're not normal women, bro.
They're bots.
Yeah. They're bots in the head, probably, yeah, bro. But, like, a normal woman who has some type of self-respect for herself
is not going to call
could care
Kevin
less.
Sanders.
He's, like, dress size, age.
It's like robotic at this point.
Yeah, at this point, age. What are you noting? What are you noting?
He's got notes.
He got notes? He's typing it on the computer? Oh, let's see how big she is compared to the other women. Come on, bro. It's opinionated. It's not to talk about his content, but it's just funny to see him, to see them go back and forth about it.
And they're mad at him, too.
And they're pissed because he doesn't think that they're attractive women. He probably could think that you're attractive, too. I just want y'all to know that, ladies. He could just be, again, it's like YouTube content. Like, you know, no one knows.
Doing really. It for the show.
Yeah, he's just doing it for the show, man. Huh. So, you know, any woman that really takes that shit is kind of like finite, that you'll never find a man, that you'll never find a good man. Big dog, who cares? No one cares in the real world. Outside of this podcast, no one gives a shit. No. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say for that. But, like, you know, that rating system shit, man, we did that shit in high school, big dog. Like, I'm from Atlanta. That's all we did in high school was rate women.
Yeah.
We rated ourselves and stuff like that for social validation.
Of course.
You know, Dante now knows that he's, like, the cutest guy in his class.
Yeah.
Now Rashad knows he's the ugliest motherfucker and nobody would date him. Okay?
Damn, Rashad.
And that's it, man. It's crazy, like, how social validation is just such a sickness. Like, on social media, it's a real sickness where people literally put themselves out there and then get so mad when they get rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
You know? And it happens for men and women where we just... I've seen other guys going Kevin Samuels shit, and one dude, he was talking about potential. Like, he was like, well, why would she marry the guy that has it? And, you know, I could be potential. And it's like, because you're potential. You don't have anything yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, there's women for you. Like, there's women that see a lot of potential, you know what I mean? Like, they see that. That's fine. But, you know, if the dude already has it, why would she, and he's attracted to her and stuff like that, why would he?
Right.
Why would she then go, well, you got it all. Like, all I got to do is insert myself and what I bring to the table
for
a guy that could have it all,
yeah,
but hasn't got anything done yet. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't even be mad about that. When you get it, go get the girl. Yes, it is what it is, big dog. But yeah, social validation is just such a sickness.
That's funny because, like, y'all would rate, and that's like y'all's social validation back then. Now it's like Instagram. And
yeah,
then,
that's what it is now. Like,
that's on a global scale.
It is, bro. And now, like, you know, now people are tapping into this stuff, and they're like, am I really important and stuff like that? Probably not.
Yeah,
but
probably not. Like, on the grand scheme of things?
On the grand scheme of things, no, you're not. No one's special in the grand scheme. But you can always find somebody for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, get out of your feelings. Like, it's not that deep.
For sure.
You know, so.
For sure.
Yeah, man. I just hate having these, like, high school, middle school conversations about finding somebody. You know what I mean? Like you said, I think men don't know what's going on. I think women are just as confused now because it's like, well, they don't want to pursue us, but they want us to see them. But they want us to be with them, but they don't want to spend money on dates. But they're scared of hypergamy, but they're scared of all this other stuff. And
yeah, because
it's confusing.
Women are listening too at the same time.
They are. They're listening to, like, dudes get on there and really say the most ignorant shit that they could possibly say out their mouth.
Right.
You know what I mean? The other part of that is, the other part of that conversation for me is, like, y'all also gotta, like, see me, I listen to what people say. I do listen to what people say. As, like, the whole grand scheme of it, and then I look at actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, for me, I take most of my, like potential going into marriage advice from married people, people that are still married, because they're still experienced. Their experience has not stopped. They're still in love. They're still going through the reactions. They're still going through the good and the bad, you know what I mean?
But they're at that point.
Yeah, they're still at that point. Yeah. And then... I would never take a marriage advice from someone who has failed twice.
Mm.
Twice. I would never take advice from someone who has gone through that stage and is not going through that stage anymore. Could they give you some good advice? Maybe.
On how to fail.
Yeah, but also you would think there's biases that come up. So, for example, I'll give you an example. I was working at Domino's And it was a guy, he was about 50-something years old. He had recently got divorced. He was pissed. You get what I'm saying?
He worked there with you?
He worked there with
me. Oh, okay.
He was delivering pizzas with me.
50 years old.
At 50 years old. And he was divorced. He was upset. And every day he came in a little drunk. He was like, yo, don't ever get married. They're going to take everything from you and all that stuff. Why would I listen to him? He's clearly having a bad experience to where, and he's still living in that bad experience to where he can't even have a cohesive.
He's only going to give you negative
He's
feedback.
Only going to give me negative vibes. I've had married people tell me like, yo, yeah, don't get married if you think like this. If you think like you're going to have every day as like this happy-go-lucky thing, you're not going to want to be married.
Right.
Like, you have to be willing to experience the good and the bad.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But also respect your partner. Mm. You know what I mean? Most times. So why would I listen to someone who has, again, failed twice, not in the experience, and continues to pour out negative entities from marriage?
You're not.
Doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, so. And it's the same thing for, like, those fresh and fit guys. It's two guys. One guy says he was married to a single mom and she left him out in the cold. The other guy said he hasn't even had a regular relationship. Why would you get coaching or any advice from any of these guys?
Wait, who said they have a regular relationship?
Myron Gaines.
He never had, like, an actual, like,
he
a real
He says he
one.
Has not had, like, a actual regular relationship on his podcast. But he's good enough to give you advice.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
That's wild.
That don't make sense. So, crazy. You know what I mean? Like I said, that's me living in the real world, not on social media. Like, yeah. When you have people who are role models in these stages versus guys that have shown you they have not, they have failed in every realm of that perspective.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, I just think that's weird. I actually do agree with I agree with a lot of what Nicki Minaj said on that live, because the one thing she was talking about was black men, and like she was also talking about like how black men throughout time at this point have had a hard time growing up, childhood to now, and the mm-hmm. pressures of providing, maybe not getting the teachings and things like that, not being able to express themselves. Things like that. So yeah. She said a lot of like great things on that podcast. Like to take that away from her and then go, well, she's yelling at Kevin Samuels. I was like, y'all are missing the point. That's like, why I love listening to people, because I mean, I can listen to the entire conversation.
But she was like, she was giving both perspectives though.
Yeah, she was. She was absolutely, you know what I mean? I think that a lot of times, like I talk so much shit about like the management, but it's really just a lot of men just angry. You get what I'm saying? Some of them don't even know what they're angry at.
Yeah.
Like I believe that most of our problems don't stem from women. Our problems stem from like our childhood or drama or anything that comes from like early stages in life.
Yeah.
And it translates into our future relationships, our friendships, all that stuff. And we just continue to project if no one has checked those things. Mm-hmm. Personally, I've been checked. And those things at a young age to where I could stop and look and be like, all right, let me listen to the conversations versus let me just go into it like he's mad. Now I'm mad because he went through something that I never went through.
Right.
And he could be angry. That's fine. But the healthier part is, all right, let's get over that and let's continue to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
As like children, we're just... That's the biggest moment in our life.
It is, man.
We take everything in. We're just sponges.
Yeah, ridiculous sponges.
Whatever you're like going through at that time mm-hmm. is really going to translate as an adult.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. So yeah, man. Hey, man. Let's get healthy. That's all I say. Let's get a little
healthy.
We can try.
Me and A were talking the other day, bro. I think everyone's just we're just all fucked up.
We are, bro. We're all that. Yeah, all
we're
damaged.
All fucked up.
We're at the point in 2022. We're all damaged.
Yeah.
As damaged goods. Like I honestly haven't met like a healthy person yet.
No, not a real one.
Not a real one.
You know,
we're all little fucked up. Well,
a little bit.
We can get healthy, but like as far as like you said, like a little damaged, a little something going on with us where we can. There was Hardly Initiated. They brought a woman onto that platform, and what she was talking about was kind of crazy too, where she acknowledged that like her past, like she got with her husband, and there was some things that her dad had did to her mother before her mother had divorced her father. Mm. And there was some things on there that he had done, and it was impressionable upon her. So she projected it onto her husband. And her husband came out and said, like, no, I'm not your father. Like, I'm not that guy. Like, you have no reason to treat me like this, all this stuff. And she acknowledged that and was like, you're right. Like, I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? So she changed that learned behavior. You know what I'm saying? So I'm actually saying that point to say that, like, sometimes, bro, like, that's what you need. You need that check. Like, you need someone to, even if you see something in these relationships, you still need that check, like, yo, that's not your situation. That's not what you're going through right now. So you need to stay in the moment. That person hasn't given you a reason to feel that way. Why do you consistently try to feel that way about a situation that's not even your own? Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're projecting that off of someone else's situation.
Right.
So, yeah, man, just make sure, yeah, especially like with your kids, man, make sure y'all don't even, she was talking about like not even letting her kids see them to have an argument. And I think that was key too.
Who,
like,
Nikki?
Huh?
Nikki said that?
No. The woman off of Harley Initiated. I can't remember her name. But she's famous. She's kind of semi-famous in Atlanta. She has like a gym and things like that. So,
and she was saying, what about the children?
Oh, she was like, she doesn't allow her children to see her and her husband fight.
Oh,
like, okay. They try to fight away from the children or have certain conflicts away from the children.
That makes sense. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so, you know what I mean? At least, like, you know, don't allow them to see that. Because, that again, like, they absorb that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, dudes. Like, you know what I mean? Some dudes see, I've seen that question come up a lot, too, where, like, dudes will ask, like, well, women will ask, like, why do dudes treat their mother a certain way but don't treat the women in their life a certain way?
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, a lot of those dudes will tell you, like, they seen men treat their mother a certain way. And so they grow up, they, like you said, they absorb that.
Oh.
And they go, okay, well, this must be how I got to treat my wife.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? This must be how I got to treat my girlfriend and stuff like that.
Trauma's just repetitive.
Yeah, and it's like, man, so, you know, just make sure you watch out what you even put into your kids, like, let your kids see and stuff like that. Like, and it's not just about social media, bro. Like, it's
everything.
Real life. Like, this is real life stuff, man. And it gets projected forward throughout a kid's life.
For sure. So, yeah, it can really change them.
Yeah, absolutely. It can, man. So, yeah, man, let's try to get healthy in 2022, man. Get away from this bullshit. I had this one for you. D.L. Hughley got pulled up on by Kanye's homies.
Yeah, bro. Squad.
Squad showed
like,
up.
Like, if you really look at the video, I don't know what the man said to him.
Yeah.
I just see D.L. Hughley like, who? Like, he just like looks stupid, but I didn't know really what he said.
And I also thought about this, like, as I was watching, why would you record that? Like, why would you need to record that you pulled up on D.L. Hughley? Like, that's going to be
for us talking about it. So we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Fair. Fair point.
Now we're talking about it. That's
That's cool. That's cool.
Before this, we didn't even know who the guy was.
I still don't know who the guy is.
Now we can Google him. Now. You can Google him now. Shit. You wasn't even Googleable before.
You weren't Googleable before.
Wasn't Googleable.
That's your point in life, to be Googleable.
Yeah, just be Googleable.
Just be Googleable. But yeah, man, pulls up on D.L. Hughley.
What did he say?
I think somebody said that he was just like, yo, you need to apologize to Kanye or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they were saying, I guess.
Stupid.
But my thing is, bro, if I'm pulling up on you, see, I don't know, man. Like I said, if I'm D.L. Hughley, yeah, bro, I'm just putting everybody down at this point that approaches me. Because you don't even, that's weird. To me, that's weird. I do fault Kanye for that. Like, come on, bro. Like, and then he doxes, like, address and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, yo, all right. Like, the gimmicks are crazy.
Kanye's acting up.
Yeah, man. So, you know, he got banned off of Instagram for, like, 24 hours or something like that. I don't know if he's still on there or not.
What was the last post he... Was it about Pete Skeet?
I don't know what it was about, but he got banned for like 24 hours.
Because
he was just going off. Yeah, he was going off the rail. And I think he's like banned from he's not Twitter? Allowed to go to the Grammys. Oh, I was going to say the Grammys. Like, I don't think he's allowed to go to the Grammys or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, nah, we don't like him going off like that.
We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Hey, so. He's been going crazy.
Yeah, bro. He's been going crazy.
But it was funny to see, like, Pete Davidson, like, talk shit back. That shit was kind of funny, bro.
I loved it.
He He's like, yo, this is Skeet. Like, you can just hear him. Yeah, like,
yo, I can hear him saying that.
It, right. He's like, where you at? In your wife's bed.
Yo. If a nigga said that. If a dude says that, what you got to do, big dog? You going over there, bro?
Yo, I'm pissed. Are you going and he's over? Right across the street. Kanye is right across the street.
He's right across
the street. All you can hear is in your wife's bed.
Hey, we got to have a conversation. He knocking on a bedroom door, too? That's how fast he was? He was on the couch in the living room?
Yeah, bro.
He's banging on the door right now.
How do you know about the tunnels? I built those motherfuckers. Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah bro, crazy. You got to see him. Y'all got to, like, square off in the middle of the street.
Oh, that's crazy.
Y'all got to be ghetto.
But, like, Skeet took a beating. He's been taking his
He has not been really talking about it, big dog.
He just said, fuck it.
Yeah, man.
And then he didn't even post those. Kanye posted that
shit. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like, even looking at the conversation, even though we would have to scrap because of what he said, because that's embarrassing. But, like, even though we have to scrap, he wasn't really disrespect. He was like, yo, like, let's have a conversation, B. Because, like, you're trying to paint Kim Kardashian as, like, this terrible mother
right.
and stuff like that. And, like, you're the one who's also online, like, showing Pete Davidson dead. You're the one making songs about Pete Davidson. Yeah. You also have a carbon copy of Kim Kardashian as, like, your girlfriend. The woman looks just like Kim Kardashian, but tan.
She does.
So you clearly look insane right now. And you don't want to stop. Like, even like that banter about, like, well, y'all know y'all don't really, you know, fathers are not really initiated in. It's like, you can say a point, but then, like, that point is just missed because of all your actions.
The antics behind
it. And antics behind the actions, right? So you can have a point, but then when you go out and you do the stuff that you do, and it's like,
makes you look bad, big dog.
All right, big dog, you're not helping the situation either.
Right. Even the cult niggas who love Kanye are like,
yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know about this, Kanye.
Now you're calling D.L. Hughley a pawn. You're calling all these guys a pawn. And I'm like, all right, man, like, you're starting to go down that. And this is why we call Kanye insane, because it's like, this is it. Like, you went, made the stem player, putting your album on the stem. You went from doing that to... like, yes, Kanye, we love it. We love the innovativeness.
Got the documentary
out. You got the documentary, so we get to see you being crazy.
Since you were born,
You were fucking born, and now it all makes sense.
That's the only thing I'm going to say. That's the only thing I'm going to say. My bad, bro. The only thing I'm going to say is that nigga's been Kanye. The same Kanye we're seeing now.
Yeah.
You saw since he was a little kid, bro.
Yeah, bro. I sat on the couch and said, I know this nigga now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we watched him since he was young. He's been the same Kanye, bro. The same Kanye. The only thing that really flipped the switch was, like, the mom. After his mom passed.
Yeah, man.
That was a wrap.
Yeah, man. So
no one was there to really, like,
And that's the crazy thing, too. So this has nothing to do with Kanye. This was, like, Waka. So this is the video that kept popping up. And Waka Flocka was like, you know, when I got shot, he got shot. And he said, when I got shot, he's like, these niggas didn't even, like, say, are you okay? Are you good? They asked him, when are you going to get in the studio?
Flocka?
Yes, when he got shot.
Wow.
So
That's the first thing.
And so, like, to correlate that with Kanye's shit, imagine, like, your mom just died and they're like, yo, we still got to make this album.
Yeah, bro. Where the music
at? Tech still coming in. Hey, man, I need that beat.
You got tours coming up?
Hey, man, I got tours coming up. And maybe Kim's helping him through that situation, you know, on the back end, or someone's helping him. But he's losing it. He's lost his mom, who's been his biggest support. If y'all watch that documentary.
He loved his mama.
Miss Donda. If there's a number one Kanye fan, you will never beat that woman.
Never beat Donda.
You know what I mean? I think most kids wish they could have a mom like that.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It don't matter what Kanye did. She was always like, you're going to do great. Like, you're going to.
Yeah. Always boosting them. Boosting them up.
Yeah, bro. And so, you know what I mean? Like, you lose that positive figure, and all you got is the media. That's it. So, you know, it's not, I don't want to make him sound like a perfect case, but, bro, like, that's his life.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Pete was like, you should probably take your medicine. I am.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Like, I'm taking mine. You should take yours, too.
I'm going to be real with you, bro. That was probably the worst thing he did was, like, get off the meds.
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's a grown up. I know that's his life, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, bro. You got to get back on the meds. You got to take your time and do what you gotta do, bro. Oh,
man,
because it is looking scary. It is looking scary, and I do agree with DL Hughley, bro. If this was just a regular man, we'd be calling the police on him. There'll be restrainers on him left and right.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But because he can make great beats and because he has great album and Donda 2. And
Donda 2's coming.
Yeah. Stem player because, you know, Donda yeah, man. Out. You know, we married to Kim, who's not the perfect person to really do it to. Like, you know.
People and then it's like, who are we talking about? We're talking about Kim.
Yeah, who are we talking about? Yeah, who are we talking about? Kim? Yeah.
We're talking about Kim, bruh. And it's just like, Kim's like so low-key about it.
Yeah.
She's like, Kanye, you have access to the kids. Like,
what are you doing?
You just saw him literally like last week.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking
and
about?
It's really funny because people don't put two and two together because he's literally like, after he makes his rants, he does like a video with North in the video, right. with his kids in the video. And I'm like, yo.
What is wrong with you, bro?
What are you talking about? This man has full access. He's a billionaire, bro. Yeah, you cannot keep your kids away from a billionaire.
Can't.
He could lose that house, and he will be following them in a van for the rest of their lives.
RV. Nice one, too. Mercedes.
Mercedes makes RVs?
For him, they will. For Ye, they'll make it. It'll be just a Ye on that.
It'll just a Ye on it.
All blacked out.
Hey, man, listen. I just don't. Yeah, man, I'm like, y'all are clueless, because, like, this dude here is really insane. Like, he's kind of smart, but, yeah.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Bro, but, like, his talent level matches his, like, crazy level.
Yeah, bro, and so I can see why people can't, like, leave it. Like, can't, like, just.
You can't, bro.
You know, except for a guy like DL, who's also kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah, DL's not, like, the most, like. Peachy.
And that too, and that's the crazy thing too. It's like, I'm just waiting on DL to do one thing for me. And when he does that, I will leave him alone for the rest of his life. So, just one thing. I just need him to do one thing.
What do you need him to do?
I need him to admit that he was raped.
Oh,
he refuses to do that.
Who is he raped by?
I forgot the story, but it's on Vlad. I think it's Vlad or it's one of. It's
like when he was a kid?
But he keeps saying that, oh, well, I liked it. That doesn't mean that I was.
Oh, by a woman?
Yep, it was by a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, it was by a woman. Yeah.
All right. And so, had to clear all that up. I don't know what the fuck.
I can't remember the full story, but he refuses to say that. He's like, I don't want to be a victim. And it's like, being a victim, that's like me getting shot and saying, I don't want to be a victim. No, I was shot. I was taking advantage of. It doesn't matter if I liked it or not.
Yeah.
I was still taking advantage of.
That's the thing when it comes to like the boy, like even Lil Wayne says some shit like that. He's like, when I was 9 years old, that happened and he liked, because it was one.
It had nothing to do with that. Great, like, grew up to be heterosexual. Great job, brother. You were still a victim. That's nothing to do with whether you liked it or not.
Regardless.
Yeah, you were taken advantage of, manipulated, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you get what I'm
wild.
Saying? Yeah, man. So he refuses. He refuses to. After that, I'll never talk back about D.L. Hughley.
Yeah, he just has that.
He's a great guy, but I just, nah, bro, you gotta. That's, I would love to sit down and talk to him about that. Because I would, that whole interview,
yeah.
I would say, you're a victim. I could care less what you think of you.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
So what did Vlad ask him about that? And he was just like.
I think he just described it.
Yeah.
I'll show you the interview at home. But yeah, like he
just
it was either Vlad or something else. He brought it up. He brought it up again on his show, but I think there's a Vlad interview on it. If it's not, then it's just his show.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just refuses. He refuses. He's like, I'm not a victim.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, you are. Yes, you the fuck are. Yes, you the fuck are. All right. And man, yesterday, Doja Cat is saying she's quitting music.
Big Doja.
Yeah, that's Big Doja, dog.
Big Doja.
But
she's been so low key.
She has
since like her first fuckery.
Except for like all those funny ass videos of her on like Instagram Live doing weird shit. Like she's hilarious though. Yeah. She is hilarious. I would give her that. But
she's an entertainer for sure.
Yes. She fits the bill. She fits the bill for an entertainer. But she is quitting music.
All right.
Here's why she's quitting music.
Why is
Doja Cat quitting music?
Big Doja.
So last night, after engaging on an online fight, which I didn't see, with fans from Paraguay. Keep in mind, these are fans from Paraguay.
All right.
Where's Paraguay again?
I think South America.
You think? I don't know what Paraguay is.
South America.
For sure.
South America. Great. I'm glad he knew because I dead ass didn't know.
Somewhere in the world.
But
I know that.
This was one of her tweets. It's like, it's gone. It's gone and I don't give a fuck anymore. I fucking quit. I can't wait to fucking disappear. I don't need you to believe in me anymore. She wrote that on Twitter in response to a couple fans. Everything is dead to me. Music is dead. I'm a fool forever thinking I was made for this. Fuck this nightmare and follow me. Shortly after, she sent out another one. This shit ain't for me. I'm out. Y'all take care. This artist also changed her Twitter name to I Quit. She is the fucking worst.
What'd she change it to?
I Quit.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's wild.
She is so funny, bro. The online back and forth took place after Doja set in Paraguay. I don't know that festival. I don't know Spanish. I'm not going to try it. I'm just going to be honest with you. Was canceled earlier this week due to intense flooding when the fans allegedly began to flock around her hotel looking to take pictures or photos with the rapper. She never showed.
She's a rapper?
That's what they're calling her on here.
Wow.
I don't know what to... Being honest?
She's
a rapper?
I think so. I thought she was like... I guess. She's melodic. Melodic rapper. I didn't know she's a rapper, bro.
But
continue,
baby. Yeah, man. No, you good. And her trainer ran. I've moved on. I'm just gonna let everyone be mad as well. I'm not taking any pictures again with anyone else. They were angry that she didn't show up to her hotel. I was like,
in Paraguay.
I guess they wanted a Michael Jackson moment. I guess they just wanted her to jump out her window, and they were just gonna be sitting there.
Paraguay fans.
Paraguay. Paraguay. On the same day after her first Brazil show. She does tweet that, I don't think I gave Brazil a good enough show tonight at all. I'm so sorry for that, but thank you guys for coming out. I fucking love you. Thank you, God. We got another show tomorrow. I promise I'll do better. I don't know, like, if something's wrong.
Is she falling off?
Maybe she's just not feeling it,
I think, bro. She just has, like, a mental... She's just, like, kind of not...
Yeah, she's just probably not there, bro. Yeah. Like, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, bro.
It
happens. She needs a mental break.
Yeah, she's still slated for, like, another performance set at Brazil's... La Palooza, which is fire, actually. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah, bro, like...
Definitely needs a mental break.
Yeah. I mean, man, these last 2 years, I would need one, too.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm Doja or anybody. Like, this is probably the first time...
Everyone needs a mental break.
But I'm thinking, like, this is probably the first time they're really, like, getting really active. Like, we still got to, like, do the timeline, bro. Like, they have not been, like, doing shows.
Isn't it funny how, like, bro, it's like COVID is...
has not happened anymore.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Like, just like that. Just now we're like talking about Doja.
Now we're talking about Doja.
And Kanye. That's insane.
That is insane, bro. COVID was, like, 3 months ago.
It was 3 months ago.
Omarion from B2K was, like, 3 months ago.
Omarion, yeah. He was
breakdancing in people's lungs 3 months ago.
And now we're just like,
now
regular life.
Now
405 is a parking lot.
I guess it's a parking lot. Yeah.
Just sitting there. Right out.
Omarion's back on the Millennia Tour.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So Doja, that's like Tom Brady quitting, bro.
She'll be back. She's absolutely coming back.
Yeah.
I think that she needs a mental break.
Which rapper hasn't quit?
Off of like a show, I've never seen fans this upset.
Yeah. I think everyone's had a moment where they're like, I'm done.
Someone cussing me out in Spanish would be so funny.
Who?
Just Paraguay.
Just some.
Just Paraguay cussing me out on Twitter in Spanish.
Oh, translating the shit?
Yes.
To hear you getting.
I would, yes.
That's funny, bro.
My comedy for the night.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand it in Spanish. So.
Yeah. Translate? You're translating the hate.
Oh, man, they really love me. Oh, fuck you. What?
Right. You translate. Fuck you.
I would love that shit, dog. I would love it.
That's insane, bro. She just needs a mental vacation.
Yeah, man.
We all do.
We all do.
That's all it is.
Everybody does. Let's all go to Paraguay.
Let's
go to Paraguay.
They just probably need some love. To me, it doesn't sound like a first world country. Paraguay. So okay. They probably spent a lot of their hard earned money to go see Doja. I wanted like even just travel to the hotel to go see Doja. and she did that to him?
She wanted to go to sleep.
No. This is Paraguay.
What if she wasn't even in the hotel? What if she's like paragliding or something? She's like parachuting across they didn't even know if she was there or not.
What?
So they were pissed?
Yeah. I guess.
She was in midair. She's like swimming with dolphins and shit. You're in front. Yeah, you're pissed. Singing her songs.
So was she supposed to perform that night?
I think they were like. I think they said it was like an intense flooding, so she couldn't perform. Like they canceled the festival.
Why are they even mad?
The fans will be fans in whatever country you want fans to become. Like, and I don't think when you're like a big fan of people, and like you said, like, you know, these people probably did spend a lot of money, so they wanted the full experience and stuff. They don't know if they're going to get their money back. They don't know if they're going to be able to go to the next one.
I don't know what kind of work they have in Paraguay, but I'm pretty sure it's not easy.
Yeah.
So they've been working their ass off all day.
Yep.
And all they wanted to do is see Doja.
Man, after them cocaine fields, all they wanted to do is see how just like
harvesting all that crack.
Harvesting all that crack.
All that heroin and cocaine.
We're going to lose it.
Just to see Doja.
Just to see Doja.
And then she wanted to sleep or paraglide or whatever the fuck. That's weird.
I don't even know if paraglide is a thing. I just made that. Paragliding? What is it called when they're
like.
It's
paragliding. Paragliding?
Paragliding?
Isn't it where you like jump off a mountain with the fucking paragliding?
That's paragliding?
I think so.
I thought I made up an event.
I think that's a real
event. Okay.
Parasailing.
Parasailing.
Is that parasailing?
No.
No? That's different?
That's different. I think that's with you being in the boat.
Paragliding.
Paragliding. Okay.
Para-fucking-gliding.
Para something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paraguay and paragliding.
Paraguay and then
She was paragliding in Paraguay.
Yes.
All right. All right, Doja.
Hey, shout out to Doja, man. Get back on the horse. It's okay. Come out to America. Retool.
I like that song she did with Tyga. That was a good song.
What song is that?
I forgot what it was called.
Okay.
It was a great... It was a great tune.
Yeah. Is that the one with like her music video? She has like those guns like off of Austin Powers
on her
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay,
I think
cool. Yeah, yeah, man. But
pray for Doja.
Pray for not pray for. Her.
I'm hearing smirks and all in the room, bro. Damn, y'all, come on, man.
She'll be okay. Made too much money this last couple years. Yeah, my
Doja.
Yeah, Doja. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. Did you have anything else, Big Dog?
Man, just stay healthy.
Stay healthy, man. We having fun up here. But yeah, man. Thanks, Tim. We're gonna cut it there, man. Like, subscribe, comment, man. Make sure you also follow us on Instagram. And we're out. Peace.
Right here. Peace.